When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Hello and welcome to the English Zone podcast. I'm going to share 10 things that I learned in this book. There's a lot more that you can learn when you read it yourself, but I just finished reading this book and I'm going to give you my opinion about the book and if you should read it or not. This is a book that provides practical strategies to help you improve your brain's performance, basically, by improving your memory, teaching you how to learn, and improve your reading speed. So I'm going to give you 10 golden nuggets from the book. The first one, which I think is the most important one, knowledge alone is not power. Knowledge plus execution is power. So I think that should be your way of looking at anything that you read, whether it's a self-help book or something else that you learn. If you don't apply that knowledge and go out there and take action to accomplish whatever you want to accomplish, then you are not going to be successful. So that is the first thing that you should learn about this book or any other book. Here's number one. What is lesson number one from this book? Number one is believe in your ability to learn. I really love this quote. If an egg is broken by an outside force, life ends. If broken by an inside force, life begins. Great things always begin from the inside. What does this mean? This means that you really need to believe in your own ability. You cannot let other people, your environment, make you believe that you are incapable or you cannot accomplish something. You cannot learn something. The brain has no limits. That's why the book's name is Limitless. So if you put limitations on your abilities, then you'll always feel like that. So the first thing starts in the mind, the belief that you can accomplish, the belief that you can learn. That is the most important thing. And then lesson number two is the power of motivation. Reasons reap results. I really love that. Reasons reap results. What does that mean? Well, if you don't have a purpose to follow something that you want to accomplish, if you don't have the motivation to push you because you have a deep purpose, and of course the purpose should always be helping other people with what you know. Your purpose needs to involve other people, helping them, serving society, serving the world, sharing something that you have that's valuable with the world. That's number two. Number three is the importance of mindset. Think of your brain like a smartphone or a supercomputer, because whatever you put in it, it will run it. So whatever program you download into your brain, that's what it's going to work on. So your self-talk is really, really important. Your self-talk is the program that it will run. So whatever self-talk you have, whatever you put in your brain is going to influence your actions. So think about that. Have you ever heard of a negative person accomplishing a lot of amazing things, or somebody with a negative mindset? No, doesn't exist. Number four, what is lesson number four? Number four is the mastering the art of learning. Most of us don't know how to learn. So we need to learn how to learn, right? Because the ability to learn quickly is a distinct and powerful competitive advantage in business. Like if you learn something faster than other people, that means you have that knowledge, that information before other people. And that will enable all success, especially in today's fast-paced and fast-changing world. So we always have to be in search of knowledge, new information, and be always, basically, be a lifelong student and continuously learning, but most importantly, learning how to learn, knowing and using the right techniques to learn. And that's what you learn in this book. And number five, lesson number five is breaking limiting beliefs. Just like the first one, you know how you need to believe in your own, believe that you can learn, believe in your ability to learn. Now you need to also break limiting beliefs. If you fight for your limitations, you get to keep them. So if you continuously fight and you have some limiting belief, basically, again, the self-talk, you have that limiting belief about yourself that you're like, yeah, I want to do this, but, and then you have all these limiting beliefs because I'm incapable. I don't have the resources, or I don't have the opportunities to get there. If you have a limitation, or you put a limitation on yourself, you'll be living with that limitation. So you need to break those limiting beliefs. Number six, developing a powerful memory. Everything about your life and your actions relate to your memory. One of the most costly and most expensive words in our vocabulary is the word forget. We spend so much time and money learning only to forget because we don't have the right techniques and we don't have the right method to learn. And that's why you study so much. You think you're learning so much, but you forget everything you learn. I think we forget, 80% of what we learn. So that 20%, how can you keep that 20%? How can you develop a powerful memory to help you and guide you to retain important information that you learn, important habits and knowledge about how to do things to help you remember stuff? Because habits and memory are relevant. When you don't remember something, then you will be just running off of habit, and of course the habits are going to run your life. But if you are aware of what you're learning and you're maintaining that knowledge, that information, then you'll be using that information to guide your habits. And then, of course, the habits will run your life. And you have to create good habits, because there's a really, really good quote here about habits. It says, first, you make your habits, and then your habits will make you. Number seven, this is one of my favorite parts, honestly, in the book, because he uses mnemonics. What are mnemonics? Mum. He has one mnemonic. You put some letters together, but the letters look like a word, but each letter means something. For example, there's one part he talks about. He uses mum. He says, remember mum. And this is the part where he talks about how to remember better, how to maintain the information you're learning, how to remember someone's name. You know how you meet someone and then you forget their name? So he says, remember mum. M for motivation. What does that mean? Motivation is when, if you want to remember something, then you need to have the motivation to remember that information or that person's name or that knowledge. And how can you do that? Well, basically being interested in that person, being interested in that knowledge, or being interested in whatever you're learning. If you're not interested, if you don't have the motivation, then you are not going to remember it. And O for observation, being present, observing what you're doing. If you're having a conversation with someone, don't be thinking about something else. When you're meeting someone and they tell you their name, observe that and remember. This will help you remember that information. And then M for method, basically using the method to help you remember it.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
And so that is mnemonics. So he uses a lot of mnemonics in the book. And mnemonics is information combined with emotion. Information with emotion goes into your long-term memory. It becomes long-term memory. So think about mnemonics. Mum, remember mum. Motivation, observation, and method. Number eight, this was something new that I learned, which was speed reading techniques. There's this powerful quote: reading is to the mind what exercise is to the body. Reading is to the mind what exercise is to the body. And he talks about how to become a faster reader. He says that reading is just like exercising. The more you read, using the right techniques, obviously, the more you read, the faster you read. Just like running, you know, if you just run on a treadmill, you just run every day and you pace yourself, every day you'll get a little bit faster and faster and faster. And that's how it is with reading. But of course, you have to follow the techniques that he talks about here. So, speed reading techniques. And then number nine was about speed reading. I want to review it really quick. Yeah, learn faster. The key to laser focus is to remove or forget that which distracts you. There are three things you want to forget, at least for now: what you already know, and what's not important, what's not urgent, and your limitations. So when you're learning something new, when you're learning a new technique, or when you're reading this book, for example, if you want to read it, then only focus on what the new information you're learning. Don't judge the information based on something that you already know. And ignore, you know, basically forget about your life problems, forget about the other distractions that you may have. Act. Traditional education has trained many people to think that learning is a passive learning. A for active or act. When you're learning, be active, don't be passive. And then S for state. Your state of being is a current snapshot of your emotions. So again, psychology is 80% of success. This was, I think, Tony Robbins said that, because your psychology, your mindset is the major, is a huge part of your success or failure. So if you're like, change your posture, right? I need to work on my own posture. Change your posture, your state. Change your mindset when you're learning, and don't be like slouching over and like, okay, let's learn this new information. You got to change your posture. You got to be more motivated and put yourself, like, consciously choose states of joy, fascination, and curiosity. Like, what is this that I need to, like, I need to learn this. And then teach. I really loved this because basically what I'm sharing with you now is helping me remember and retain the information that I learned here, which was T for teach, you know, faster, T for teach. If you want to cut your learning curve dramatically, if you want to learn something.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
And you want to remember that thing? Teach it to someone else. Because teaching something to someone else is the best way to learn that. And it's the best way to learn it yourself. So if you learn something, teach it to other people. Share it with other people. And it motivates me. It pushes me that whenever I learn something new, I want to teach it in my podcast. I want to teach it to my students. I want to share it with other people because it's so powerful. And of course, acts of service. Share it with the world. If you just keep it for yourself, what's the use? And then E for inter. This is something I need to work on. If it's not on your calendar, there's a good chance it's not getting done. If it's not written down, if you have a plan for your day, you have a goal for your life or a goal for the week, the month, the year, you need to write it down. I'm working on this. I'm getting better at it. And the better I get at it, I feel like the more I can accomplish. Like this morning, for example, I wrote down my goals for the day. And this was one of them, recording this podcast. And it makes me feel good. If it's not on your calendar, if you don't write it down, you forget. It doesn't exist. If it's not there on your calendar, if it's not in your to-do list, chances are you're not going to remember it and you're not going to get it done. So take out your calendar, take out your notebook, take out your planner and enter blocks of time to invest in yourself. Even if that's only like 10, 15 minutes a day. In the morning or the night before, just write down your goals for the next day. Write down your to-do list, your tasks for the day, and see for yourself how it makes it more real. Because when it's in your head, it's just floating. It's like in your imagination. But when you write it down, you are solidifying it. Now the goal exists on paper. And then R for review. You are better able to retain information by reviewing multiple spread out sessions. Get in the habit of reflecting on your day and do a daily review of what you've learned. This goes across the board, anything that you learn, but especially for you if you are an English learner. If you don't have a notebook, if you don't write down, again, using the right technique, and if you check out my other videos, I'll put a podcast episode in the description below for how to learn vocabulary, how to learn English fast. If you use the right technique and you write down new vocabulary on your notebook, if you don't review it, you will forget it. So R for review. Review what you learn, whether at the end of the day or at the end of the week. Because if you don't review it, then chances are you will forget it and you will not use it. And if you don't use it, you lose it. And finally, the power of brain nutrition and rest, the power of sleep, the power of what you put in your mind, what you put in your body. This was a huge part. What chapter was it? It was chapter 8 on energy. How do you make sure your brain is as healthy and energized as it can be? He shared some top 10 brain foods, or his top 10 brain foods, basically vegetables, healthy meals like, you know, salmon, avocado, nuts, all kinds of fruit. You know, all of these are really, really good for your brain. What you put in your body is going to, it's like, think of your body like a car. A car, especially like, think about a high performance car, like a Ferrari, a BMW, that requires high performance fuel. So if you don't put high performance fuel in it, then it's not going to perform, it's not going to operate as it should. And it's the same for your brain. Like, think about days when you eat healthy. Like this morning, I started my day with a smoothie. And before that, I did a workout. And I feel so good. I feel like I have so much energy. And probably that's why I'm also accomplishing my task for the day. I'm check, you know, recording this podcast, doing other things, and then getting ready for work. And so it will help you perform better at excellent level if you eat healthy. But that's not enough. What's more is rest, sleep. How much sleep do you get? How many hours of sleep do you get every night? What is your sleep routine? And what is your, obviously, what is your routine before you sleep? What is your routine after you wake up? Where's your mindset at? All of those things are really, really important. But if you don't, a lot of people think sleeping is wasting time, but everyone needs at least 6 to 7 hours of sleep, because this is when your brain rests and processes the information on everything you learned the day before. So if you don't sleep, basically, whatever you learned, you're going to forget. So those are my top 10 lessons from, I mean, there's even more, but I just wanted to keep it short. But those are my top 10 golden nuggets or lessons that I learned in this book. If you want to read it, check it out for yourself. It's actually a really easy read. It doesn't have a lot of difficult vocabulary. And if you listen to the audio version, it's narrated or it's read by the author himself, and he speaks very clear English. So check it out for yourself. And also, if you liked this podcast episode, please share it with your friends, because remember we talked about, if you know something, share something. So share it with your friends so that they can also become limitless.